Take Good Care of My Baby on the mid-morning show here on Vetch Radio. In the afternoon, it's 28 minutes to one. And I have in the studio, I've got Julia from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. Good afternoon, Julia.
Oh, good afternoon.
How
lovely to be here.
Thank you for coming in through all the wind and the rain.
Yeah, no, the weather's dreadful.
Now, you've got some great news about the Donkey Sanctuary, haven't you?
Yes, we have. This is the first year that the Donkey Sanctuary has been open, that we're actually going to open all year. So we're going to be open all winter long, over Christmas, New Year, over to Easter. So normally we're closed from October to Easter.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to give it a go this year and stay open.
Right, so are you open every day from now until, well?
We'll be open every day except for Christmas Day. So people can come in Boxing Day or Christmas Eve.
Oh, what a treat.
That would be lovely because donkeys over Christmas, it's always quite emotional.
Yes.
And also over New Year, we'll probably be closed either New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, but that will be advertised.
Okay.
So mainly it'll be every day.
Right. So what decided to you, well, what made you think about doing this? Because as you say, normally you're closed October around through till the spring.
Well, we are. We have the ethos of the Donkey Sanctuary now is that as we're a charity, we believe that we should be open for as long as possible, so we make it as easy as possible for people to come in and see the donkeys.
Right.
Visitors and members of the public are our supporters. That's why we're there, and they make it possible for us to be there. So this is why we're trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone to get in and see the donkeys whenever they can. Also, this is the first year we've had a cafe up and running. So it'd be really nice for the cafe to stay open, for people just to come in, even if they didn't want to come around and spend a long time with the donkeys. They could actually come in and just use the cafe if they wanted to.
So, I mean, that, of course, that will make money for to help support
Absolutely.
The donkeys. And if it's a nasty cold day, presumably they've got some nice hot food they can have.
Well, we have. They've just started the hot food now. And it's a lot of the hot food is freshly made. It's actually made on site, or some of these stews and the new soups are made from Adrian at Bonchurch Inn.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's restaurant quality, and he brings it down and we serve it up at the cafe.
You're making me feel hungry now.
I know, it's lovely. It's really good food, and it's at cafe prices, so everyone's
a
winner.
Nice cafe. I've been in there a few times. Nice modern cafe, isn't
it?
A nice modern building. It's not what you'd think it might be.
And also, the advantage is we have free parking, so it's free to get in.
Yes.
People can park easily, and as I say, they can just pop in for a coffee or a tea, use the cafe, buy stuff in the shop if they wanted to. There's plenty of Christmas stock in the shop now that we're selling.
Yes, if you're thinking, what can I buy somebody for Christmas, or even a stocking filler?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't buy a donkey, but you can go and buy a toy donkey.
You can sponsor a donkey.
You sponsor a donkey for Christmas, yes.
Yeah, that's a nice present as well.
Okay, so let's looking at what people consider about the donkeys, actually, is you go and see the donkeys. I know you said you can go to the cafe, which is absolutely fine. Will any of the donkeys be out on the coldest days? Will it be all an indoor thing that you can go and look
at them?
If
it's a dry day, they'll be out. Donkeys don't like getting wet. They're not very waterproof, unfortunately, because they are desert animals. So they do, you know, they do get cold if they get wet. So on wet days, they're inside the barns. Now, we've reconfigurated the barns at the moment.
Okay.
So you can actually walk down the middle of the barn. Mm. And you have pens either side, so you've got donkeys either side, so you can really get up close to your particular favourite donkey, because they'll all be in the actual yards
so
and the barns.
Even on a really bad day, you can actually still go in and see
Absolutely.
The donkeys. Well, that's worth knowing, because people might think, oh, well, it's a bit wet and it's a bit nasty.
Yeah.
I don't just want to go to Wroxall for a cup of tea, but they can go and actually see the donkeys. So that'd be
great. They can actually get inside the barns this year.
Okay, and I know from other experiences of being there, installing stuff in the barn, that they are quite curious on the donkeys. They'll come and say hello, generally.
They do. Yeah, no, they are curious, and they've become a lot more confident. The more people that come in and see them and pet them and stroke them, the more confident they become.
Mm.
Because I think what people have to realise is that a lot of our donkeys have been rescued. Sometimes they've been abandoned, sometimes they've been neglected. So when they come to the sanctuary, they are very nervous and they're quite insecure. So the more that the people can come and stroke them, and the more sort of confident they become.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I know I was installing some stuff in the barn about December last year, and I kept having this audience of donkeys that kept following me around as I was trying to run cables. I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, they are very curious. They love to watch what's going on.
And are there any little ones there at the moment?
We had a baby in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting quite big now, but he's still a foal and he's still with mum.
Right.
So they're on a paddock, mum, dad and sister, and he's just over 3 months old now.
Right.
So, yeah, he's still very much a baby, but he's very sweet.
Ah.
Yeah, Sunny. And you can come in and see Sunny and you can adopt him as well.
So, besides being open, I was going to say 24 hours, is not what I meant. Open 7 days a week, you've got some events coming up as well, haven't you?
Yes, we do. We have some Christmas events. I mean, during the year and Christmas, we have donkeys in and out because we have our own horse box now.
All right.
So we can take them to sort of dementia homes or old people's homes, schools.
Oh, lovely.
So we really try and get out as much as we can into the community with the donkeys. So we're still doing that, but also we're out at Modestone Manor and we're out at the Steam Railway as well over Christmas.
All right.
So you can see donkeys there, but at the actual sanctuary, on the 27th of November, we have Queen Victoria. She's coming in with her entourage to turn on our Christmas lights.
Oh.
So we're hoping to get some Christmas lights up so yeah. She can turn them on. And then she'll be going off to Roxall Primary School, which is our local primary school.
Yes, I know the one, yes.
Yeah, they have a little Christmas bazaar, so she's going to go off to see them.
Oh, right, okay.
Afterwards,
so that's this month, sorry.
Yeah, November 27th. 29th of November, we have a Christmas market. So that would be good. So you can come along to that, and obviously the cafe will be open, the shop will be open. We'll have markets in the courtyard. You know, again, if it's raining, we'll try and move the market indoor somewhere. So it might be the market, you and donkeys.
I just got a picture of that.
Yeah.
All right, if you're not selling stuff that donkeys like to eat,
exactly. And they actually like to eat anything, so you'll be pretty stuck. Also, we have Santa's Grotto this year, and that will be open on the 6th, 13th and the 20th of December. So you can come along and see Santa in his grotto.
Is there an admission charge for that, or is that...?
No.
Okay, so that's the free Santa's Grotto.
It's all donations.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, most Santa's Grottos will say to cover the cost of your present at the end of it or whatever.
Yeah,
I
think what they'll do is a donation rather than a charge.
And it's the real Santa, of course.
Of course it is, yeah. He loves to come to see the donkeys at Christmas.
Yeah.
He does. He doesn't get to see them very often because he's normally surrounded by reindeer.
Of course.
So it gives him a change.
Yes.
And the last... big thing we have going on the 12th of December is carol service and nativity play.
Okay,
so that's lovely. That's all day that day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I know, because I'm going to do the sound for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so that would be a lovely day to come to the donkey sanctuary.
Yes, it is, and it's actually in a barn. Well, it was last year. I imagine it's in a barn this year.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful setting. It's got straw and seating and donkeys.
It's quite
and
authentic.
Carols and
yeah,
it's lovely. It was a really good time last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
excellent.
I would definitely recommend that. So, what times are you open during the days that you are open now?
So, we are open at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we normally close the gates around 4:30 because it gets quite dark.
It does, yes.
So, and normally by sort of 3 to 3:30, the donkeys are in bed. So, you can still see them in bed, but they go into the barns at night this time of year anyway, in the evening.
So, now... it's open. There is no admission charge. There's no charge for parking.
No.
Obviously, you encourage donations, and if you buy something in the shop or in the cafe, the profit from that goes to supporting the donkeys.
Yeah, absolutely. All the profit goes to improving the site.
Yes.
Which is obviously important, so the donkeys have a safe environment, and also it goes to their welfare because obviously we have quite hefty vets bills. We have farrier bills.
Yes, I've seen the farrier there.
You've seen him? Yeah. I mean, he comes every 10 weeks, and if you think he does about 40 donkeys, wow. at a time. Mm. And we have horses and ponies, so all their feet needs to be trimmed every 10 yes. weeks. So it's quite a hefty
plus the
old
food,
bill.
Of course, the donkeys.
We have all the straw and the hay for the bedding and the feed, and we have a lot of our donkeys, especially the older ones, are on a hard feed, like a concentrated feed. Mm. So, it's quite a hefty old bill, really.
I bet it is. Okay, so if they want to find out more, what's the website address?
So,
www.iowdonkeysanctuary.org.
That's the one.
I have it conveniently on
my
screen.
Oh, lovely.
And it's showing pictures of donkeys and donkeys.
So yeah, it's
a nice little site.
It is, actually. It's a new site that's just
popped off a picture of your baby donkey.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
So iowdonkeysanctuary.org, and that gives you all the opening times and details.
Yes, it does. And we've also got a Facebook page.
Just look at Isle of Wight Donkey
Sanctuary. Just the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary.
Excellent stuff. And if what's the bus that goes past? Is it?
I think there's a number 3.
Number 3 goes past Lower Winston Farm.
There's a 2 and a 3, yeah.
On the way through Wroxall, you can't miss it. There's signs with donkeys on everywhere. You can't miss the place, but it's lovely to go there. And it's nice to know a positive story about an island attraction after this last couple of weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I have to thank our supporters and all the visitors, because they've really supported us through difficult times.
Yes.
The staff, especially this year, have worked incredibly hard, really to turn things around and get things going. And also the trustees, because the trustees do put a lot of their time in voluntary.
Yes.
And we do have a whole team of volunteers that come to the Donkey Sanctuary and give up their time to help, you know, keep the place clean and smart and greet people and work in the shop, work on the yard. And a really big thank you to them, because they do give up a lot of their precious time.
So the Donkey Sanctuary is not only still there but extending its opening hours. It's got to be a great story.
Yeah, I mean, we're really hoping we're going to make a true success this year.
Good. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And are you heading back down there after this now to...
I'll be heading in tomorrow.
Because you're the farm manager.
Tomorrow. Yes, I am. So,
I got the email, so the farm manager's coming in. I had a completely different picture of what a farm manager would look like.
I do actually look different when I'm on the farm.
Oh, right, okay. I should take a photo of you in a minute. We'll put it up on the website with this interview podcasted later on. So we'll do that so other people can find it. Thank you very much, Julie, for coming in.
Oh, a pleasure.
And I'll let you get back to your donkeys.
Thank you very much.
And in the meantime, we'll have a bit of Anastasia.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.